What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
All right, welcome back to Hour 2. Sean and I were talking about the big news that broke right before the end of the John and Lance show. Brendan Sorsby is eligible. A judge ruled in Lubbock County that if he was suspended or lost his eligibility, it would cause irreparable damage to Sorsby. And he went into talking about how it was much more beneficial for Sorsby to be practicing and playing for Tech, and if you took that away from him for, you know, breaking the NCAA rules, that wouldn't be fair. Irreparable damage to him. But let's not forget, or let's not gloss over, that he does get a two-game suspension. This was not recommended by the judge in the case. It was recommended by Sorsby's legal team. Look, Your Honor, we're not coming in here and saying betting on games is a good thing. We're just saying that it should not cost my client the entire 2026 season. But you know what? We think he should suffer the consequences of his actions. Rehab, got it. Speaking to people about the dangers, speaking to athletes about the dangers of gambling, got it. Also, a two-game suspension. We think that's a fair punishment. Would people scoff at the fact that it's against Abilene Christian and Oregon State? Maybe, but we don't think missing two games is a small punishment. So you know what? We'd recommend him missing two games. Suspend him for that. And the judge is like, you know what? You're right. And you know when Texas Tech season really begins? Their third game, because the Cougs come to town. So the Houston law graduate, the judge in question, didn't even do the Cougs that favor. If you go, know it, two is cool. But let me add on another one, because I think three is the right punishment. Two is just fine. I don't know if, I think his name is Ken Curry, is a big sports guy. Maybe he just cares about the law. And he got his degree from the Cougs, and he's very grateful for it. And he's in Lubbock County adjudicating things. Hey, Ken, learn from what's going on around the country. Don't be the Joey Aguilar judge. Be the Trinidad Chambliss judge. Do something for your team. Yeah. If you're going to let him play, at least make it three games.
Throw a Connor Wegman jersey on under your robes.
Henderson jersey.
I don't know. I'm deferring to QB1.
I'm not even saying Connor Wegman. I'm just saying if you want to take a bet, the good bet is Henderson. Put the Henderson jersey on, even if it doesn't come to fruition in 2026. Just know you're backing the right guy. I don't know what Wegman's going to be at. Got a pretty good idea what Henderson's going to be when he gets his time. But college football jokes aside about why a judge may favor his university in his rulings, I guess there are no rules. I guess you gamble on the game, and not just games. Games involving your own team. Nothing matters anymore. Nothing matters. We knew the NCAA was toothless. I understood their enforcement arm pretty much can't go up against anyone who tries to fight back. If you hire a lawyer off a billboard, like Push and Win, if you hire those guys to defend you, I think you can beat the NCAA. I don't know that they have really, really any way of combating a lawyer that says, you know what, we don't agree. I think if it rises to the level of where the lawyer can realistically say, I don't agree with this, the lawyer wins. Gambling, extensive gambling, yeah, on your team, like while you're on the roster, doesn't get your eligibility taken away. You can still play.
Like thousands of bets.
It was just assumed that this is one thing that you cannot do. I was all the quote tweets from the tweet from multiple publications, whether it be Damel or ESPN, whoever's telling you what happened. A lot of it's like, even from people who are actual lawyers or who know the law, shocking. I am one of the more shocking decisions I've ever seen.
That's the thing. We're like, for most of the like eligibility stuff, it's like a little bit like, well, you're kind of artificially limiting how these guys can make money, yada, yada, yada. Like, it's like a little bit more wiggle room, like the Trinidad Chambliss thing where, like, well, he said he was injured for a year, so he should get a medical red shirt, but they never actually, like, put him on any, like, injured reserve list or anything, but he also didn't play, so yeah, sure, we'll count that as a medical. Like, there's enough, like, gray area of, like, yeah, they can't really enforce this, whatever. This is, like, one of the easier things to enforce. This is, like gets you kicked out of leagues. Like, the Iowa State quarterback from a couple years ago, Hunter Dekkers, later Houston Gambler. I don't know if he still is a Houston Gambler, but yeah, his college career ended because he bet on, I don't even think he bet on, or no, I think he did bet on Iowa State games, but I think it was like a betting on campus. Like he was betting in the team facility on like whatever, Cubs baseball or something.
Uh-huh.
And you get popped for that. Jameson Williams got popped for that in the NFL, where it's like he wasn't even betting on the Lions. He was just betting while sitting in a Lions meeting room.
And that's not allowed.
Connected to their Wi-Fi.
In an NFL facility, and he got hit with that. So
this is like, this is pretty crazy. This is like if Pete Rose just was like, Pete Rose sued the MLB, and they're like, can't do anything about it.
It would cause irreparable damage to Pete. So you can't.
Think about how much money he would lose.
You can't throw him out of baseball.
Didn't he break rules? Nah, but think about how much money you would lose.
Think about the damage you're causing to Pete Rose's reputation, all those things. So here's the statement from the only person who really matters at Tech, Cody Campbell. This unfortunate situation is the outcome of a broken system. I'm doing everything I can to fix it. But until there is a permanent solution, Texas Tech and its student athletes have to do the best they can to navigate and compete amid the chaos that exists in the reality of the world we live in. For people who can't see, I'm scratching my eyes to figure out a way to say this without screaming. Sure, the system may be broken, but I think it was pretty cut and dry what gambling means to a collegiate athlete.
That part of the system hasn't been touched.
That has not been touched. I don't know why he's conflating NIL and transfer portal that all involves Brendan Sorsby with the problem. No one has a problem with you paying Brendan Sorsby whatever you wanted for him to play after school. At least I didn't have a problem. Maybe Cincinnati people did. I don't have a problem with it. You paid him. He's at your school. You brought in a girlfriend on scholarship to play volleyball. Whatever. Do what you got to do. Schools have been doing that for years, given people who are closely affiliated with the player they actually want
the
benefits.
The monkey bucks do it.
I mean, the Heat are about to give Giannis's brother two roster spots probably to make that deal go down if it happens. Whatever. It happens. I get it. But the fact that he's leaning into the broken system, well, no. We all know. Don't gamble on your team or gamble at all if you're a college athlete. I think that part of the system, everyone thinks is pretty correct because of all the consequences that come with having players gamble on the sport that they're in. I think we all kind of go, you know what? For all the things they get wrong, the whole don't gamble on the sport you're in for a college athlete, we think it's the right idea. And yet, he just decided to combine all these things. I guess he thinks we're all stupid. He probably does. He's very rich, and he gets away with whatever he wants to, so he probably thinks we're all stupid. But the broken system is a separate conversation. You just simply have the benefit of, I guess, a judge who's very sympathetic to the plight of a gambling addict, which is what Brendan Sorsby says he is.
Yeah.
And now he has to remain in, I guess you want to call it rehab, and then he will use what he has learned from his experience to teach others that, hey, gambling is bad, but if you do it, don't worry. You can still play football or whatever sport you're in.
Wasn't Paul Crewe a gambling addict in The Longest Yard?
I think he did have a problem.
Literally, they used to send guys to prison for this. We're just saying he can't play Big 12 football.
He was accused of shaving points.
Oh, okay. So it's a little bit worse. It's a little.
It was never proven, but it did. It did. Even in a fictional universe, it did get him banned. And there was no appeal process.
He did prison time, and he had to play football in prison.
He went to jail for drunk driving, high-speed chase. So he must have played at Georgia in college.
He's Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm had his own problems.
I do wonder.
Some secret text that got made available.
I do wonder what, can the NCAA, take this to the Supreme
I don't think they're
Court?
Done. I think they're still fighting. I just don't know how high it can go.
Yeah, can you just get an injunction? Can you, can we take this to a court that doesn't have to have a judge that
resides in the
lives where Cody Campbell can theoretically put a horse head in his bed? Theoretically.
Who knows?
Because I really am struggling to think of how a judge goes yep, irreparable damage for betting on games in 2023, and he's made millions of dollars since, but he should still get make millions of dollars for
Texas
Tech.
Well, it puts him in a tough spot because now he has to consider, and this is not me making it up, it was part of the part of what you see if you find the document regarding this, is that number three on the list of things was, hey, it puts him in a spot where he has to make a decision about the supplemental draft and so on and so forth. So it was all these things to suggest not allowing him to practice and play for Texas Tech and it would cause him, as we keep saying, irreparable damage. And also mentioned the damage it would cause to Tech itself, that the players that were expecting Brendan Sorsby to be their quarterback would be affected by him not playing. So it was very player sympathetic, which for the most part, I agree with. But once again, I just assume, like everyone else, that the one thing you cannot do is bet on games. And then you throw in, he bet on his own games. Look, if the judge made the point, look, this was Indiana before Cignetti got there. Is it really a big deal? Who cares? Who cares? I know there was some Michael Penix stuff, but he even transferred to Washington. So what's the big deal if you did it before Cignetti got there? Indiana football didn't really exist. Between the Anton Randolo era and the Cignetti era, did Indiana football really exist?
Yeah.
So, in fact, he was betting on nothing because Indiana football wasn't a thing. If you had pulled that out of his ass, I'd be like, you know what, you're funny, but that's not
a little
lawful.
Disrespectful, but
he's right, but he's out of line.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
There's
really
nothing
is.
Else you
it
can
really
say other than,
crazy,
what are we doing? It's just acknowledge, NCAA, if you didn't already know, don't enforce anything unless you know this, the person you're prosecuting, the person you're trying to inflict judgment on, doesn't have the money for a lawyer.
Which, unfortunately,
Sorsby does, because Cody Campbell made sure of it.
I mean, Sorsby has enough money to...
He had the money from Cincinnati.
To spend $10,000 gambling on Ukrainian soccer, whatever it was that he was... No, that was...
I know, I'm not... I'm laughing at the fact it wasn't even Premier League. It was just... He was so desperate to put a bet down, he went to Ukrainian soccer.
Was there a pandemic and I didn't hear, when everyone started betting on Korean baseball?
I mean, he couldn't trust Arsenal. All they did was scorn set pieces, so he went to Ukrainian soccer.
There's baseball
just
happening.
Think,
there's football happening.
I think
this
we're really missing out on the fact that he got caught at this time, because can you imagine the Cote d'Ivoire games he would have bet on, Saudi Arabia World Cup matches he would have bet on? Can you imagine what we would have found out in a year if they hadn't caught him? This would have been a boon for Brendan Sorsby.
It's like if we would have gone to the draft and kept betting, and then he would just, or if you've gone to the draft and listen, I'm not demeaning the people that work at these college football programs, but I will say I think the NFL draft deep dive, the history background check, I think they would turn this up. And the fact that it just didn't turn up for Texas Tech and apparently the other schools that were involved, because didn't he visit? He visited a different school. I remember because we were his girlfriend's going to Texas Tech.
What
obviously he's going.
Yeah,
to,
what
and
are
then
we
he visited
talking
a
about?
Different school.
Was it LSU? I don't know.
Maybe LSU visited everyone, yeah. But I also kind of it's kind of crazy. He transferred. I mean, he transferred twice. Really.
Yeah, he visited LSU after Tech. Yeah.
Yeah, he transferred from Indiana to Cincinnati to Texas Tech. And it's it took this long for this to come out, that he was betting basically every day. To bet thousands of times, you have to bet a lot.
A lot. And yet.
I feel like the the New Orleans Saints, team personnel guy, he would have sniffed that out at the combine.
Yeah.
At the combine, they would have asked some hard questions.
The NFL, they have their own security staff. They would have found some things.
And he would probably never play again.
Yeah, they would like, not you.
But because he got to go to Texas Tech, and now he has Cody Campbell as a character witness, basically. Again, maybe putting dead horses has
I don't know that Cody Campbell threatened anyone. I'm going to assume he didn't. But the specter of him and the rest
you don't want to get on his bad side.
And the rest of the tech money people, I'm sure, was known. Whether it affected the judge is a different conversation altogether. But it doesn't matter whether they did do something or didn't do something. I'm leaning towards nothing was done. The judge just decided that some things matter. And being a college athlete and gambling on your own sport and team, do not.
No, it does.
You
don't have to play, or I'm sorry, you're barred from playing.
You're not barred. They're not barred. It was suggested by his own team that he didn't play, and the judge just agreed. You know what? Fine. Okay, you want to do that? Whatever. Fine. I don't believe that.
Wow,
if they,
that's harsh. You guys are really taking a stand on that. Good job, Texas.
My favorite
Tech.
Part would have been if he actually reduced their own suggestion to a game. Because you know what, guys? That's too much.
Oregon State.
No, yeah, come on. That's a Pac-12 school. What are we doing? They're a conference again, remember? You got to get your guy in there.
Yeah, I got to keep up with Jaquizz Rodgers.
So I guess we'll – he's right. Yeah, does Chad Ochocinco still play for that school? So I guess Will Hammond, the backup quarterback, will be pressed into duty the first couple games. He's coming off a major injury, and if he's healthy to go, I'm sure Tech will be fine, and then they get their guy back. The other problem for me is – he plays in the Big 12, so the fan interaction on the road probably won't hit the same if it happened in another conference. Like, if he was an SEC quarterback and he had to go on the road to places and be known as the gambler, this is the type of environment I want. Like, if he had to walk into, let's just throw Ole Miss on the table. Everybody's giving him the business. I don't know where he has to go this year that he's really going to suffer the brunt of everyone calling out his gambling, which apparently is being treated like a problem. Mm-hmm. So he's going to continue to work on it, but also play football.
So you can't make fun of him for it.
Once you are allowed to play, like if this had been a thing where he was so overcome that he didn't want to play football anymore, you're right. Can't make fun of him for it.
But
participating in this farce so he gets to play football, I think it's open for people to make fun of him.
He's going to have to miss two games of his career.
Two games he probably would have been out at halftime in.
The road games, I mean, at Oregon State, but he won't be there for that. At Colorado, at Cincinnati, at Stillwater, Oklahoma State.
Oh, Cincinnati. There it is.
Yeah.
That's the one.
At Baylor also.
Well, they may be a little judgmental, but
there'll be signs about firing their coach. Second to last
at that point,
season.
Yeah. But the trip to Cincinnati,
oh, yeah.
that's must see. I don't know who has that game. It is Big 12 versus, are they an American? I can't remember. Cincinnati?
They're in the
Big 12. Right? It's Big
they
12
stole
versus,
a conference quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you have all of that, and then the gambling? Okay, that's the sauce.
Yeah.
If you tune into any Tech game this year, the one at Cincinnati is the one you tune into.
No, they got it. They got a When Texas Tech takes the field, you just gotta hit them.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
See, it's a little different in a
Kenny Rogers sword run.
It is a little different in a football stadium as opposed to a basketball one. But they gotta play this, right? They gotta play
at the start
song.
Of every Tech drive.
I don't know how you position it where it's heard the most because your fans are going nuts. When they run out for warm-ups, you play it. When they run out, mm-hmm. when they run out for the start of the game, right? It has to get played.
Yeah.
But will it be positioned as such a serious affliction that you can't do it? Because he did go to rehab.
He did go to rehab.
Like we'll John see. Morant. Well, Josh seemingly took that very seriously. We'll see if Sorsby does
well, Sorsby's having to face consequences for it. So
Jaw faced consequences. Didn't he miss like 25
games? Yeah,
slap
on the wrist, though.
Well, sure.
It was a slap on the wrist. These two games, I mean, It's going to set them straight.
It's what? Look.
You do the crime, you do the time.
That's, do I imagine that I will care about this when Will Hammond's taking the field against Abilene Christian? Not really. I don't care. I don't really care that the NCAA lost. I am just amazed that they did. This felt like one. No doubt about it, they were going to win. And they did that whole performative thing of rule of turning down his appeal over the weekend. Now look at you. What a waste.
That's part of why this is just
like the NCAA turned so down his annoying. Appeal yeah. knowing that they had to deal with this case, and it didn't work out in their favor.
Yeah, that is just like every 3 days you get a new headline, and I'm like, so, okay. So yeah. especially in a case like this where it's like, yeah, he obviously shouldn't play. He obviously shouldn't play. And then today you get the like, nope, good to go. So, other than Abilene Christian and Oregon State.
He was gracious enough to allow his legal team to suggest he misses the two least important games of their season so far and do it early so he can – so.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, try to sneak in, like, you know. Oh, wait. Steve Sarkisian, take him up on their offer. Week one, we're playing.
See, too late now.
Week one.
The offer was out there. You didn't want to do
week
it.
Week one.
Too late
Let's
now.
Let's do it. Line
it's,
them up.
Sorry, you had your opportunity. It's too late.
Week zero. You don't have to cancel anything. Nope. Let's do it.
Too late for you, Sark. You had your opportunity. You didn't have the foresight to know that his legal team was going to do this. And now look at you. You look like cowards. All right, we'll go to break with that. I mean, good luck to Tech. Should win the Big 12. But now, I guess through some of their fault, they become the team that people are going to be rooting against. I mean, if Sorsby had not played. That's unfortunate for Tech. We're still, hey,
yeah,
that's a
good.
That's a good team. But I think at this point, that's a team that people will be like, F them. I hope they lose lots and lots of games.
Their jerseys look like a roulette wheel. You know, it's tough for Brendan Sorsby.
I feel like you are bringing the Texas group chat to the show right now.
What? I'm saying it's tough for a man in recovery.
He was a sports gambler. He wasn't doing the casino stuff.
Okay. Yeah, famously, gambling addicts have very hard, boundaries.
He gambled on sports. It was either college football or Ukrainian soccer. He wasn't at the roulette table.
He's like, I don't touch this stuff.
He wasn't doing that. Let's go to break. Sean's being ridiculous right now. All right. That's the big news in college football. One of the CFP contenders still has their quarterback, at least for 10 of the 12 games they're scheduled to play this year. We'll see if they can overcome that to make a real title push. We'll go to break with that. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
I said I would mention this and then got distracted by Sorsby. You can join ESPN 97.5 for our soccer watch parties this Thursday and Friday as we watch the biggest soccer games of the year. Thursday, Will Kunkel and then Jeremy and Joe will be broadcasting from 12 to 6 at Rodeo Goat and then join the same crew on Friday at Patterson Park. The ESPN 975 watch parties are brought to you by Huntington Bank. Glenn Davis will start to join John and Lance every day, but that'll begin on Thursdays at 8 to break down the matches. World Cup starts in Mexico with Mexico being the first match, and then the U.S. begins their run on Friday, and Glenn Davis will join the morning show to break all that stuff down, give you what to watch as the biggest tournament in the world comes to the United States. Messi and Argentina were in Kyle Field in College Station. Messi did not play. He was on the bench. He did get to meet Marcel Reed, though. He and Marcel Reed took a photo. Marcel signed the jersey, both number 10s.
Yep. I think people are being too mean to Marcel Reed.
Why? What are they being mean about?
There's a lot of, like, has there ever been a bigger gap in talent between two people that have swapped jerseys? Has there ever, like what do you think Messi did with this jersey?
I did see that.
What do you think, like, was going through Messi's? I thought people were being a little mean A little mean.
It's not Marcel Reed's fault.
Yeah, quarterback led his team to a CFP. What the problem was, everyone watched, all the NFL guys watched the KC Concepcion tape and were bad-mouthing Marcel Reed.
Yeah, for screwing up the type of season KC could have had if Marcel Reed was better.
Come on. He's a good college quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the guy we just discussed for 15 minutes or longer, good college quarterback. Lance was in the first stages of having to break Brendan Sorsby down because if he had to enter the supplemental draft, he was going to have to create a review for him. He second or third round pick maybe, which equates to a pretty good college quarterback. And that's what Marcel Reed is. Just wasn't enough to get the Aggies to all their goals. You know, you make the playoff, one of the goals, had a chance to win the SEC, didn't do that, and then, of course, did not win a playoff game either. But
I just thought people are dunking on Marcel Reed a little too.
I mean, which college quarterback could Messi stand next to and you wouldn't kill him? I guess if you love Dante Moore, if you love Arch. But still, there's a giant gap between all the college quarterbacks and Messi.
Does Mendoza count?
I think if he stood next to Mendoza, being a Heisman winner and being the first overall pick, it would have been, there would have been less jokes.
Yeah.
And there's that both, well, one plays in Miami, the other is from Miami. It would have been plenty of connections. But I don't know that you could find a college quarterback other than...
Not this year.
Yeah, who are you going to pick out of the guys who were prominent figures this past season and go...
Some years it would be fine.
But this time, I mean, anyone was going to catch some slander, I think.
Ty Simpson.
Yeah, Carson Beck, all of them.
Second quarterback taking.
And maybe, you know what, Trinidad Chambliss probably would have avoided it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have got the same type of stuff because he played well in a couple playoff games. Well, three. They got to a semifinal. So Marcel Reed was just the unfortunate guy. He just happened to be the guy standing next to Messi, where everyone never looks good in comparison.
Yeah, but people are being very mean.
Well, it comes with being a starting quarterback. And frankly, I think the fact that he's an Aggie didn't help his cause either. People like making fun of the Aggies, and when you throw in not scoring a touchdown in your last game, all the things, throwing a pick in your final play, it was going to lead to some of that those conversations. I was trying to figure out, as we talk about, it wasn't a match to remember in Kyle Field or at Kyle Field, but Argentina took care of Honduras. They won that game 2-0, which was one less point than the Aggies scored.
Oh, okay. Now you're doing it.
I mean, I can. My team was on the other side. I'm allowed to after all the nonsense I heard going into the game. SEC. All right. Score some touchdowns. How about that? But it'll be different this year as the Aggies try to make another push to make the playoff. SEC. like that means anything once you step on the field. It was part of the conversation. Well, we played an SEC schedule.
They did.
And rightfully, you could point out Miami lost to SMU and Louisville. But come on, look what, if you just go by rosters, they're much more even than just saying we play in the SEC.
Texas A&M almost played for the SEC title. Miami almost played for the ACC title. It's close.
Yeah.
It was close.
That's true. They had very similar seasons. A&M's got more disappointing as the season went on. Miami found their way, but yeah, understood. But please, going forward, the SEC is no longer at a point where you can just say, hey, we play in the SEC. That should give us a distinct advantage.
Yeah.
If you use that reasoning when you're comparing two teams that should be somewhat similar, you're going down the wrong path.
I was going to say, unless you're comparing them to like a Sun Belt team.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, that makes a difference.
You want to talk about it as part of your resume about why you should be invited to an invitational? Okay, I guess I'll allow it. But once the game is actually scheduled, stop it. Yeah. That has been proven over the last half a decade or so. It means less than you think. I know it means more, but that particular we play here doesn't mean as much as it did.
Oh.
Just cut it out.
It's all some teams have.
Gunnar Stockton's playing quarterback in your league. Why don't you cut it out?
Back-to-back SEC champion.
That's my point. That is my point.
Hey, Gunnar Stockton's good. Gunnar Stockton would not have gotten the smoke that Marcel Reed got, taking a picture next to Messi. They've been like, yep. Yep, two consummate winners. Two people that play football the right way. Just different kinds of football.
Well, Messi's a bit of a cherry picker at this point.
That is true. That is true. So Gunnar Stockton, honestly, he can learn a thing or two from Stockton.
Gunnar goes all out all the time.
Yeah. You see that hit he took in the SEC title game?
Knowing that was so devastating. Carson Beck with nearly a missing arm had to hand it off to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. It's now part of Georgia lore.
Was Messi done?
I'm not going to answer that because it's demeaning to me to actually have to answer that question. You know what he's done. All right. So the World Cup, just days away, and we will certainly be talking about it quite a bit, probably in a more serious manner. At least we'll try to than just the last 5 minutes or so. Okay. We talked about Mike Burrows earlier. Not great. He's still trying to make adjustments as the Astros drop the final game of the series against the A's. Angels tonight in Anaheim as we try to continue the push to chase down the Mariners. I was talking earlier, and Sean and I were talking earlier about, I won't even call it a culture clash, because it seems to be the case, at least online, that Europeans in this country are enjoying their time in America. They're enjoying going to Waffle House in Georgia, noticing that Atlanta is pretty much all forest. If you exclude, you know, the buildings, the structures, there's a lot of green in Atlanta that Europeans are noticing. The other thing that European reporters are noticing, the ones who visit all the stadiums in Europe for these big matches for club teams and international tournaments, some of them are just wowed by NFL facilities, including ones that we don't think much of, like Raymond James Stadium.
I saw that.
The guy who covers Liverpool was talking about Anfield and how great it is, but he called Raymond James Stadium one of these old-fashioned cathedrals of sports. And with the pirate ship, he threw that in there too. Everyone's like, what? What are you talking about? Raymond James, I don't know that it's a dump, but it's been around a long time now. No one looks at that place as like one of the old, hey, I really got to make, I got to put it on my bucket list, going to Raymond James. Like, literally, Anfield is one of those places for people from outside that country who go, you know what, I got to go to one of the great cathedrals of European football, Anfield, where Liverpool plays. No one says that here about Raymond James.
If you're to rank cathedrals
of sports in this country, of the 32 teams,
arenas or stadiums that are cathedrals of sports in the NFL, Raymond James probably does not get a mention.
No. You mean, of course, Lambeau. They've like bastardized Soldier Field, but that's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the stadiums here don't have the history because we just build one for a franchise every 15 to 20 years or so.
Yeah. So like Jerry World.
But at least you could call that a cathedral. It doesn't have much history as far as the Cowboys are concerned, but that is a cathedral to sports.
They actually cost more than most cathedrals.
Certainly. Raymond James. What cathedral has a pirate ship in it?
I think that disqualifies you immediately.
It's like talking about the Jags, like Everbank, Trevor Bank, whatever it's called, and going, hey, look, there's a pool, a cathedral sports, and they've got a swimming pool. What are we talking about? I can't wait. Can't wait till he walks into Jerry World. I don't know if the Germans play there. I don't think they do. But if there's a knockout round game where the Germans are,
or
he was actually might have been covering England, Liverpool guy. So if the English wind up in Jerry World, I can't imagine what he thinks of that place when he walks in.
No pirate ship. Let's get
him. But you do have the windows that you can see.
and they will be
closed,
curtained off
because FIFA does whatever they want.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah, Jerry doesn't have any control at that point. So just think if he was here in Irving and what was it Cowboy Stadium or Irving Stadium, whatever it's called, their other home before Jerry World, Texas Stadium. There it is. It was in Irving, Texas, but Texas Stadium. Just think when he was explaining the lore of why there's a giant open space where God can look down. Do you know, speaking of cathedrals, he would weep on sight.
He would convert. To American football.
I think he would have been wowed by the Astrodome, at least in its heyday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he'd be wowed today, but in the less positive way.
I just think this is more evidence. We should treat what we have with more respect because these Europeans are coming over here and being wowed by the American experience.
I know. I kind of hope England plays a game in Houston. I don't know if that's even possible. But they then this guy goes over to see Daikin Park, and he's like, whoa, a train.
A Junction Jack.
A cathedral sport.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Mickey Mouse home runs.
Like, baseball stadiums in particular, I think they would be enthralled by because of all the quirks that baseball stadiums put in to make their places unique.
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope he hit up the Trop. The ultimate test of this guy's...
Maybe from the outside.
...ability to, at the very least, be a good guest. I think there's some of this might have been a Englishman being like, let me compliment the home that I'm in. Oh, what a beautiful home you have. I love the pirate ship.
The English are known for being polite in ways that you have to really decipher to tell if they're being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. But they are obsessive about being polite. That's the stereotypes, even though it might be rudeness couched in politeness. So perhaps he was just being sarcastic about – honestly – I would hope that he was, because that's even funnier that he duped all of us into thinking he was being very serious about Raymond James Stadium. He just knows this thing is – he would use a different word that starts with an S, but this word is – this place is crap. But you know what? The Americans don't know anything about what my vibe, so I'm going to throw it out there with the pirate ship, and that should have been the clue to everyone that this place sucks. But for us, it goes, look, a little quaint Englishman thinks that place is cool.
What is this, Disney World?
I mean,
guy's going to come out and start singing at me out of the pirate ship?
I've seen games at Old Trafford, and this is what I'm looking at. Embarrassing.
Cathedral.
But Tampa's not one of the World Cup places, I believe.
I don't think so. I think that's generally the tune-up games were in the, like, not non-venues,
yes,
non-World Cup venues.
I believe. So there are some, but for the... But, you know, of course, Kyle Field not one.
Yeah.
Chicago not one. So, but then we will get to it where there are games at SoFi, here, Seattle, the Meadowlands. And then we'll get to the places FIFA approved. And we'll see what these guys think of our stadiums so far. I wonder what the impression was for Argentinians and Kyle Field. Forget about Kyle Field. College
so
Station.
Big.
Because... I think they played a game in Philly maybe, and one guy was very complimentary of the stands because they're kind of steep and he said there's a good view of everything. So there are some real compliments in there, but we will see as the tournament goes along if they get tired of the American experience.
Did they do the Aggie war hymn, do you think?
I don't know.
I feel like that's part of the experience.
Like if the Hondurans and Argentinian teams showed up on Friday, did they get the whole Aggie thing, or is that only saved for like football game week? They don't just do that for visitors.
I'd assume, but yeah, give them a couple yell leaders. It's part of the cultural exchange that's happening. If we're gonna go to College Station, like and be at Kyle Field, like I want to see them slap their forearms and
they're not doing that.
Do the hoorah, whatever.
I just think I don't think the Argentine contingent or the Honduran contingent got the full College Station experience.
No.
I think they showed up, played
Once
a game,
score.
They forced Messi to take a picture. Who's this? Okay. But Messi's whole life is taking pictures with people he doesn't know who have some acclaim that he's not aware of. Like Marcel Reed, outside of Mike Elko, the most important person in College Station this in the fall?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it to him.
Messi's never heard of him. Messi doesn't know what this guy does.
Never heard of Mike Elko.
Well, yeah, of course, but the guy they place right beside him, that's his whole life.
Yeah.
They just place people beside him.
He's had to do that with?
That they tell him is important to the particular location he's in, but mean nothing to him. There's no frame of reference.
Holds up the jersey.
He puts on that dopey smile, and that's the end of it. And that leads to all the jokes. Where is that Marcel Reed jersey going?
I want to know. I want the episode of Cribs where Leo Messi just is like, here's all these junk jerseys I got. And it's like, wow, there's some Justin Timberlake. There's some Marcel Reed.
My hope is that Angel Di Maria is just a big jersey collector. And he just... Angel, I got another one for you.
Messi's sons are always just in these jerseys.
I mean, they've been in America for a couple years now, so maybe they've, you know, gravitated towards different sports. Maybe they're big football fans. They live in a current football, at least college football hotbed in Miami. So perhaps they were locked in And when Bryce Fitzgerald picked off Marcel Reed, it was one of the bigger moments in their young lives. And now they always will remember Marcel Reed.
So they're troll. Now, when that jersey gets shipped back to their Miami home, I'm assuming.
Sure.
They're going to open up the box and be like, oh my God, it's that guy?
Yeah. They
got to meet that guy.
They know they love Bryce, but now they have a jersey from the guy who threw the ball to Bryce couple times actually in that game.
All right, all right.
See,
we're getting too mean on Marcel Reed.
I mean, I'm just stating the facts.
I know
he did throw a couple picks at Bryce Fitzgerald.
I know.
I hope
Bryce Fitzgerald in the end zone more times than he has. Aggie receiver.
It's not very hard to do. I mean, they didn't score a touchdown, Sean. All right. Well, it's what you heard and what you saw. We'll go to break. Shout out to the Aggies for hosting the Hondurans and the Argentinians. What, our Honduran star couldn't take a picture of Marcel Reed? What the hell?
I think the fact you call him the Honduran star.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's part of the thing. I don't know who that is. I'm sure they have a great player on their team. I don't know who it is. Just like Messi doesn't know who Marcel Reed is. All right, we'll go to break with that. One more segment to go. We will be back.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
All right, we're close to wrapping it up, but we have to talk no Texans. They're going to be back on the field tomorrow for OTAs. Hopefully, they figured out a way to block Will Anderson. You know, while that is being seen as, oh, Will, so great, it's practice. You can't find a way to... I think it's a hyperbole, but if it's not, you can't find a way to block this guy and just you can run some plays. You got to pull him out of the game. It's not a compliment to the offense, by the way. Will's getting all the credit and cool, but I don't know how it happened in Browns camp because I don't follow the Browns. If the Browns were telling me or telling their media consistently they couldn't block Myles Garrett so they couldn't run plays, maybe they were. I don't remember those quotes. Even the Browns could find ways to not let Myles Garrett ruin practice without taking him out. So I hope the Texans figure it out this week. Will Anderson's not going to back off. Maybe find a way to get a couple offensive snaps off before he ruins your practice, if that's to be believed. Well, he's talked about his growth as a player. He talked about the viral pictures of him. And he goes, yeah, I put on some muscle, but you know what? I'm not much bigger than I was last year. I've just tried to refine myself. Don't worry. Will Anderson's going to be fine. He's great. He's in great shape. He'll be destroying quarterbacks all year long. But I did find this clip interesting because we've been talking about Brendan Sorsby, and certainly the conversation around college sports is the destruction of the system because of NIL. Well, Will Anderson's on a boat. This is a clip from something that happened now several weeks ago. He was on a boat with Randy Moss, and I forgot there's one other player. Forgot who it is. And Will Anderson talks about what NIL did for him.
Hey man, it changed my life. It changed me and my family for real. It gave us like, it kind of, you know what? I would say it kind of gives you an early start to when you get to the league. I would say that, like, just knowing how to manage your money.
Okay.
And do right by your money.
Right, right.
And just what all comes with it, like financial advisors and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Taxes, I think that's one of the biggest ones for real.
Wait for it.
Because I ain't never, when I had NIL, they started talking about taxes and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
I barely wanted to do my schoolwork. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, it was fun though, man.
There
I was driving the Porsche, my last.
Woo-wee. What were you driving?
I was driving a red Cayenne GTS twin turbo coupe.
Mm. Oh, you got to
must be nice.
All the stuff for the first 25 seconds or so, like, yeah, NIL taught me how money works and taxes, and it changed my family's life. All the things you would hope that a major player, when he gets on NIL, what it means for him. People don't really talk about, hey, a family could be not in a great situation and what that money means. And at the very end, he's like, yeah, but that Porsche was nice too. The Porsche was nice too.
Also, I was 21 when I had all this money.
And you know what? For all the responsible things I just said, I still got me a Porsche.
Yeah, yeah.
Still got a Porsche.
I mean, it is true. Like, even because the NIL money has just, like, jumped exponentially. Basically every year. It like doubles, essentially, where it's like, you know, 2 years ago, it was like, can you believe there's three teams with $20 million rosters? And it was like, I think it was Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, where like, the like, wow, like, what, $20 million roster? And now it's like, dude, $20 million roster?
You're not winning a damn thing.
Yeah, get ready to learn 10th.
Unless
tenth
you're Indiana,
in the Big 10,
I guess.
Buddy.
Yeah,
like, it's now like $50 million roster is where it is. So even, you know, in 2022, his last year in college, like, it probably still was, what, a million? Was he $1 million defensive player?
As a future top five pick, sure got.
Yeah,
sure
he
got
had to been like $1 million. But now, like the, you know, whatever Dylan Stewart's getting, like the number one edge rusher in the country type guy in the country now, like that guy's probably getting $4 million. You know, like it's just so much more money. He had enough money to, you know, make it easy on his family, you know, solve some problems there, pay taxes. I'm lucky, or I'm glad he snuck that
in. Yeah, mention that.
Also, I bought a super nice Porsche.
That car was nice. It's all, the first part is all the things people who are very pro NIL would love for a star who went on to become a pro to say. They'd love for him to say all those things. And then some of the reality of what an NIL deal can do for a young player
too.
Can do. By the way, balling. Which I got no complaints.
Do what you want.
And he deserves all the NIL he got.
Legitimately glad they can do that.
Yeah.
It's so great that they can be like, also bought a sick, sick car.
And look, he played at Alabama. It wasn't Georgia, so no worries about what he did with that car.
Also at Alabama.
It used to be Dodge Chargers, but that was before NIL.
I was going to say, it used to be all you needed was a Hellcat to get a Will Anderson. Now,
it's true.
That's why Nick Saban's on Capitol Hill.
Barking about the destruction of a system that he benefited from greatly.
$60,000 car. Now, look at that.
Yeah, all I had to do was...
He can take his family out of poverty and buy a Porsche? No.
All I had to do was give Derrick Henry the opportunity to take a picture in front of a Dodge Charger with no explanation of how he got it. And I get myself Derrick Henry out of, Yulee, Florida. Now, if I want a Derrick Henry type, a Charger ain't going to cut it. So that's why me and Miss Pat got to go. Change the sport.
Miss Terry, not Miss Pat. Miss Pat's the comedian.
No, that's just Pat. I think it's the comedian.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. But you knew what I meant.
Well, I thought of the world where he's married to...
No, you're right. Miss Pat is a comedian. Yeah. I was thinking about there's a Miss Pat and then there's just Pat. You're right. Forgot about Miss Pat. Apologies. It is Miss Terry. Ooh, what if Nick Saban was married to Miss Pat?
That's why I started...
Come on. That's the couple I need. Her behind him while he's giving his righteous speech.
Google Miss Pat, listen to the first YouTube video that comes up.
And then imagine her married to Nick Saban. She would get him in line.
Throw on some headphones if you don't work.
That's on me. Miss Terry. But still. Nick Saban out of the sport for reasons beyond his care or love of the game. We're done. Rich Eisen's up next. Killer Bees. Screwed it up. I hadn't done it in so long.
I know.
It is Jeremy and Joe. One half of the Killer Bees.
Yes.
And
it'll
be
Will Kunkel.
And Jeremy is here. Joe is not. It'll be Will Kunkel. Will Kunkel will be part of the station for a good bit this week as he fills in for people who are absent. Rich Eisen, Jeremy, and Will. We won't be back until tomorrow. But since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that mean?
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I think I played this morning,
too. All right, Miss Pat.
He would not say that to her. If she asked, he would do. That's just what Miss Pat would garner. Respect. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.